Where is it?
Is that last take?
Listening.
Talking about clocks, of course. So the interesting thing about clocks is actually their underlying mechanism. And the underlying mechanism of all clocks, from pendulums to quartz crystals to the atomic clock, is oscillation. So the funny thing about oscillators is that when you put them close to each other, they'll fall into step like an obedient set of soldiers or something. And this happens from the biological, from fireflies to electronic circuits, to pendulums, to high-end physics oscillators. This synchrony, the fact that you put two pendulum clocks on a wall together and they'll start swinging in exactly the same or opposite phases. That's called phase locking, or the mutual synchronization of coupled oscillators, best seen with the fireflies. The fireflies. How it is that fireflies create a sort of synchronous show, light show. If you put crickets next to each other, they'll start singing in time. All of these phenomena are examples of this mutual synchronization. How the hell they synchronize is a question that many people have been trying to answer, in mainly incomplete ways at least. Heart muscle cells have the same phenomena that of mutual synchronization of coupled oscillators, because they're nearby cells that have independent rhythms associated with them, and that somehow all fall into step.
Beispiel 36.
This very sort of materiality of, you know, the stuff of time, which is so fundamentally important to us biologically and socially. And, I mean, tremendously intriguing. I think this is best seen in contrast to something like a project called The Clock of the Long Now, which is done by a very famous once computer scientist, Danny Hillis, who's now, not ironically, a Disney fellow. And he's come up with this project, which has received a great deal of enthusiastic support from the libertarians, and he's from California. Like, his company is Thinking Machines, which is the company that he founded. Has a sort of, to call a company the Thinking Machines when you gives you some clue of the confidence that this guy has in his own technical abilities. Anyway, so he's devised this clock of the long now, which people like Stuart Brand and many of the leftist social reformists associated with the new technology have embraced with enthusiasm, that this is a great idea. A clock that ticks once every 1,000 years and gongs once every 10,000 years. Of course, it's a hideously silly idea, precisely because it ignores what is the most interesting thing about time, the materiality of time. It seems to me that the clock of the long now is simply about extending Danny Hillis's fame and belief in his own technical ability into a gong once every 10,000 years. It's a phenomena that's unique to Californian computer programmers, a mechanical extension of themselves, a clock prosthetic of themselves. So, of course, it presumes that time is this perfectly abstractable phenomenon that is a truth beyond the biological and mechanical systems that we can orchestrate and synchronize in this, you know, precarious way. And believes that, of course, we can build just a mechanism that's longer, better, bigger, faster. In the way that privileging the abstraction of time over the materiality of it. You won't get fireflies doing that or thinking like that. This is just a computer programmer way of thinking that it is controllable. So what is a clock of the long now good for? It's a very good question, because I would argue it's good for nothing. It's an exercise. It's useful for a particular set of early retired Silicon Valley gazillionaires who are interestingly disengaged with any sort of political or social reality about how technologies are inherently social. And the most fundamental one would be clocks, in that they insist on the very core of some sort of social agreement, some sort of social contract, that we're going to call this time, and we're going to organize time in this way. So it's a complex system that involves both technology and humans. Clock of the Long Now, like many other technological projects, is conceived entirely as a technological process and design. Who wants to wait for those ticks every 1,000 years? I mean, it requires particularly conditioned social blindness. These concerns are specific to one society and one historical moment. But of course, if you have a formulation that you're sort of the hero of the world, then, you know, that's consistent with a 10,000-year gong. I don't know what that... No.